This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado is suing the Trump administration to save its electric vehicle plan. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
President Trump signed congressional resolutions Thursday revoking California's ability to set its own vehicle emission standards. The state has used that flexibility to require carmakers to sell an increasing percentage of EVs, and Colorado adopted parts of the California plan. A coalition of 11 states are now suing to save the rules. Attorney General Phil Weiser says Colorado's version is critical to battle air pollution and encourage carmakers to offer more electric vehicle choices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The National Park Service is facing staff shortages and deep budget cuts, which could impact parks here in Colorado. CPR's Ishan Takor reports.
Since January, the National Park Service has lost around 2,500 employees nationwide. That's according to estimates from the National Parks Conservation Association, a nonpartisan advocacy group. Colorado is home to four national parks and key scientific and planning offices. Tracy Coppola is with the conservation group.
This presidential budget would gut the national park system. It would be the largest cut in National Park Service history, and the history goes back over 109 years.
U.S. senators will now decide the extent of those cuts. They are debating a budget bill passed last month by the House of Representatives. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The newest confirmed measles case in Colorado is in Boulder County. On Friday, health officials said people may have been exposed at several locations earlier this month, including on the RTD Flatiron Flyer bus between Denver and Boulder. The case is in a fully vaccinated adult who recently traveled to Europe. Dr. Judith Schley at Denver Health says if a vaccinated person catches it, they typically get milder illness.
Whereas somebody who's never had the vaccine, they get really sick. Look at Texas. So many hospitalizations, pneumonias, deaths.
This is the 15th case recorded this year.